The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program, adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 7 of the addiction recovery program.
Hi, everybody. I'm Steve.
Hey, Steve.
I'm a addict, alcoholic, but more importantly, I'm a love child of God. You know, I was thinking as we were sharing, you know, there was one point in my life where I had about 12 years of sobriety, and then I turned 13. It was a bad deal. Nah, on a more real note, I had something really struck me today as we was reading, and it's directly after the sentence that Robert had read. It said, "We had to surrender every particle of self-sufficient pride and admit that our efforts to save ourselves had been insufficient. So let me tell you about my pride, because I just knew that I was going to fix myself and I didn't need anybody's help. I just knew that Jesus wouldn't help me for sure. So in my efforts to fix myself, I had went to, you know, a certain detox facility, went in there, you know, I got sober for a day or two, and then I ran into somebody in there, and next thing you know, we was leaving the detox facility and going to get high. Yeah. Then I went to another detox facility that you know, worked you off, and I went into the facility on cocaine and heroin, and then I come out of the facility on Suboxone and Valium. So, I mean, it wasn't really, all it did was it changed me from one drug to another, and as soon as I ran out of the Suboxone and Valium, I got right back onto the other stuff. So, I mean, that didn't work for me. You know, I tried really hard to save myself, and it went about for an awfully long time. It wasn't until that I was compelled to be humble and I really found humility and started working these steps that I decided to, you know, the term, let Jesus take the wheel. All my efforts to save myself was faltering. And as soon as I found that humility, you know, there's only one mighty to save, and that is Christ. And that's exactly what He has done with me. He has saved me from, you know, the natural man. The wailing and the wiles that I used to do to try and save myself was just misery. And I'm thankful for I don't have to feel, you know, those pains. I walk with Him by my side, and everything I do, He's removed my shortcomings. It's something I ask him to do every morning in my morning prayers, is to help me with my character weaknesses and remove my shortcomings, and he does. And thank goodness, because I was an awfully proud person, and this way just works better for me. And I say that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Thank you, Steve.
The full episode for Step 7 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.